I never really looked at my pastor years ago as a fellow who was salty. Didn't look at him like he was salty. But there was a little boy that had a reoccurring illness, and it was a very serious illness. And he'd almost died as a result of this illness early on. And this pastor said, if there's anybody among you this morning that needs healing, you come on down and we'll anoint him with, or you, with oil, and we'll have the elders pray. And that happened. The following Monday morning, that little boy was taken to the hospital. Not to the hospital, but to the doctor's office for another examination. There wasn't anything wrong with his body. Not at all. And his mama was jumping up and down in the Jewish doctor's office telling them about how wonderful Jesus was, that her little boy had been healed. As I look back on it now, that man was very salty. He was an agent of healing, and he allowed God to work through him as he touched that little boy of mine. Ever bake any bread? Ever put yeast in the dough? You know what happens? You know what happens when you don't put salt with that yeast? It goes bubbly, 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 bubbly real fast, and the loaf rises up and falls flat on its face. Falls flat on its face. Without salt, taking that good, positive step, one right after another, that dough falls flat on its face. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth, Christian. Be that positive force in the life of your family, in the life of your community. Salt is also a silent force. Mom used to warn me over and over and over and over and over and over, Mike, please taste it before you salt it. Please taste it. And sometimes it got, Mike, will you taste that stuff first? Quit putting so much salt on it. And I like salt. Salt's my favorite clip, by the way. I told you that. Because of that, I probably have to take blood pressure medicine today. Salt is that little quiet positive force that you can look down in the soup and you can't see it. But it works and you know it's there. It works and you know it's there. Christian, church, Jesus said, you are the salt of the world. Now, Jesus also reminds us of a possible calamity. We might become unsalty. This salt mine that this fellow found over in Israel, on top of it was loose salt that was exposed to the elements, wind and rain and sun and all that, and it had become unsalty. Jesus' audience knew exactly what he was talking about when he said, it's no good except to be thrown on the floor and trod on by men. The temple, whose floors were slick, hewn rock, polished out, would become slick if it rained or if there was any dew. And they would put salt, this unsalty salt, on the floor so people could walk without falling down. So even in its unsaltiness, it was important. Even in its unsaltiness, it was important.